Hi, I'm Andrew Vickers. I'm a statistician at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York. But right now I'm here in San Diego at the AUA annual scientific meeting. And with about 15,000 others, I'm wandering around in smart clothes in this huge convention center, going to lots of scientific meetings, seeing lots of posters. Meetings like this are all about data. People are presenting the results of their trials or some retrospective analysis of their surgical databases. It's all about the numbers and the p-values and the hazard ratios and so on and so forth. Now, something interesting for me as a statistician is I see a lot of data analysis, I see a lot of numbers. I expect to see a lot of statisticians. You don't see any. Everyone else is a urologist. There's me and perhaps one or two others that are actually specialists in analyzing data. And in fact, if you go to the research meetings and you see these presentations and you look at the author list, you don't see statisticians on the author list. Data analyses are being done by non-statisticians. I got a bit of a problem with that. I don't go into the OR and do urologic surgery, so why are the urologists going into the dry lab and doing the stats? A lot of those stats have the really very basic elementary flaws in them. In fact, I sometimes sit through these meetings and have people come sit next to me. They know I'm a statistician, and they spend the entire meeting nudging me, saying, "Wait a minute. Is that right? Can they do that? Is that a good statistical technique?" And I say, no, that's totally wrong. And they say, "Well, why don't you say something?" And I say, "Because then I'd be at the microphone the whole time." So clearly, things have gone very badly wrong. We're at a major scientific meeting. People are presenting data that could affect the care of thousands or tens of thousands of men. And there are elementary statistical errors that may seriously impact on whether we believe their conclusions are right or not. So what has gone wrong? So the first thing is what I call the Quark Express problem. So Quark Express is a program you can put on your computer and you can lay out articles for a magazine. And it means that, you know, if you're able to write, you can actually now publish a magazine. And many people think that, well, that's exactly the same with statistical software. You know, I can load it up onto my laptop and I press a few buttons and now I can get a statistical analysis. But statistics is a lot more than pressing the right buttons on statistical software. You really have to understand the underlying concepts, what the numbers actually mean, and whether you're actually selecting the right option, the right analysis, the right test. The other big problem is I think there's been somewhat of a breakdown in the relationship between statisticians and clinical investigators. I think often what has happened is that clinical investigators have seen statisticians like a service industry. You know, you'll go order your sandwich and your coffee for lunch, and then you'll order up your t-test or your logistic regression when you get back to the office. It is not seen as an equal collaboration between scientists interested together in producing high-quality data. So we can certainly lay some blame at the feet of clinicians, but I don't think that biostatisticians have been entirely free of blame. I think part of the problem that you've got to look at is the career structure of biostatistics. If you're a statistician and you want to get promoted and you want to get well-known, you don't get that by being the second author on some paper about some clinical issue. You get your career forward by being the first author on some theory paper published in Biometrics or some other technical statistical journal. So for many biostatisticians, having to work with clinical collaborators is actually somewhat of an irritation. It's actually getting away from what you need to do to further your career. So what about the future? How can we actually get more statisticians at clinical meetings, working with clinicians, trying to solve clinical problems by doing high-quality research? I think if we want to answer the problems, you have to go back to what they are. First of all, clinicians need to realize that doing stats isn't just a case of operating statistical software. They have to treat statisticians as equal scientific collaborators. And I think statisticians themselves have to revalue working with clinicians and finding out information that actually helps patients. That has got to be seen as equally important as writing new theory papers about new statistical tests. Only by bringing together clinicians and statisticians together to improve the statistics we're doing in clinical research, that we can optimize the benefits of research for improving patient care. I'm Andrew Vickers, and I'm at the AUA annual meeting in San Diego.